to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. CNN is reporting that gas prices are skyrocketing 30 cents per gallon. That is the price that you are all paying for these sanctions on Iran. All right, we're going to grab a call now. Mike in Kansas. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about the Federal Reserve Act, and I had heard that it expires this year. And I was wondering if you knew that, if it made a difference in anything.
Well, yeah, the Federal Reserve was originally given a 100-year charter, which expires next year, not this year.
Okay.
But subsequent to that, Congress passed another law basically making the charter indefinite. And I had the actual site for the law a while back. I've lost it and not been able to find it. So if somebody has that site, they could send it on in.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people would love the charter to expire next year. Frankly, I think the whole government banking system is probably going to expire by next year anyway.
Yeah.
But, I would like a confirmation on that. But my understanding is that Congress, basically gave the Federal Reserve an open-ended charter. And certainly from Bernanke's statement, where he doesn't want the Congress meddling in the monetary policies of the Federal Reserve, has forgotten who's supposed to be in charge of this country.
Yeah, and did you know the Office of the Currency Control? I think that's what it's called, comptroller or something like that, they actually have the right to monitor or, investigate the Fed. All they need to do is to put a date and a time for the investigation to be completed. Right now it's an open-ended thing where they can if they want or not, and they just choose not to, look into it. But I've actually heard at the Office of Currency Control or...
Comptroller of the Currency is what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. There are all these laws and all of these oversight agencies and everything that are supposed to keep an eye on the bankers, and none of them will do their job because Wall Street hands out a lot of money to congressional campaigns and presidential campaigns. And at this point, Wall Street has what they call the nuclear option, and Bernanke's hinted at it once already. That if they try and audit the Federal Reserve will simply dry up all credit and crash the entire economy.
Yeah.
And that's probably the reason why Bernanke is acting like he's running the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because Wall Street really is. It is a true fascist economic state. And, now the Congress has basically abandoned their right to review and approve presidential appointments, which means any president coming in can appoint anybody who wants, money junkie bankers, Israeli
right.
government officials into these non-elected positions, and Congress and the American people won't be able to stop it. Our country is being stolen right before our very eyes.
Yeah, that's all over the place. Even in the FDA, we got Monsanto's people, I believe, ex-Monsanto's executives running the whole show, and EPA, everything like that. It seems like there's, all this insider stuff going on.
Yeah,
one more thing real quick. I know you're going to probably cut me off. And it keeps popping up with direct democracy. And it can be done on a national level.
I agree.
And I was wondering why you radio hosts, across the board, I listen to a lot of different shows, I never hear anybody saying anything about that. I wish the occupiers had focused on campaign finance reform and national direct democracy.
Well, actually, I have talked about it from time to time because we're at the point right now where we need to start writing down exactly what kind of a government we want in this country following what is obviously a crash that is on the way or a defeat in World War III. And as a matter of fact, direct participatory democracy is something that we have talked about quite a bit. We have to take a break for commercials, but when I come back, I'm going to go into that in a little more depth for you, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, we'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about the subject of direct participatory democracy. Now, first of all, the United States of America is the nation that put men on the moon. And as curiosity has shown, we can still make technology work when we have the political will to do so. So I take it that we should be able, in a nation where our automated teller machines never lose a penny from one end of the country to the other, we can have an honest, fair, fully transparent, fully trackable, auditable, double-check, fail-safe election system. And it can be nationwide in everybody's home. And it can be made to work, especially if we couple it with laws for election fraud that include penalties like removal from all public life, removal from the campaign. And the reason for that is very, very simple, because if you're a candidate seeking elected office in the United States of America and you can't get your own campaign workers to abide by the law, then you are by default not qualified to hold office in the United States of America. So in our new country, we need laws that basically say anybody caught cheating on an election, you're out of the race immediately, and you are banned from all future public life. Now, as far as direct participatory democracy, we no longer need a representative government. This whole idea of legislatures and representatives comes out of a time before telephones and telegraph and internet and blog, when you obviously you would elect a representative and say, this is what we want, and they would ride their horse off to Philadelphia or Washington, D.C. and say, this is what my people want, and let's vote on it. We really don't need that any longer. And so I would see the future government of the United States of America is a very weak one, same thing that Thomas Jefferson tried to do. And their job is to keep the roads repaired, the bridges strong, the electricity running, the communication operating, the infrastructure taken care of, the schools in good repair, our children being educated and cared for. That's the proper role of government, to do for the community what the community needs but cannot do for themselves. All big decisions, like should we go to war, should we loot the American people to support crooked bankers, those would be issues put to a direct vote of the entire population. Because as we can see right now, the downside of a legislature, whether it's the county seat, the state house, or the United States Congress, it is nothing more than a one-stop shopping center for the money junkies to go and buy the country. And it is for sale to Wall Street, to the Federal Reserve, to Israel. Why should we continue with that? Why should we go on living with that downside of corruption when even Congress is starting to abandon their job? They quit taking care of monetary policy in 1913. Now they're going to quit approving presidential appointments. Let's fire all the members of Congress and, you know, let the Capitol building go condo or something. Put some public housing in there. At least it'll do some good. But the reality is, I agree that direct participatory democracy, that our future government is little more than a caretaker for the nation's infrastructure, and all of the really big decisions that affect everybody in the country, raising taxes and where that tax money goes, and certainly the declaration of war, should reside in the people. Now, again, back when the nation was formed and there was no such thing as the internet or telephone or telegraph or any of that stuff, there was a necessity, a legitimate necessity for representatives of the people to meet and make these decisions, which is why war powers were vested in the Congress, not the president, but in the Congress. That was as close to getting this decision into the hands of the people as they possibly could. And, of course, this was also at a time when the members of the Senate were not elected but were appointed by the state governors, which is how the states preserved their power and their rights and their independence. So what we have today is not what was intended by the Founding Fathers, by no matter how you stretch it. All Congress is a giant shopping mall to go buy favors for special interests, and they're really not necessary. If we talk about a revolutionary change in government, this next one will be just as revolutionary as the last one. No strong, central, powerful head of state. We don't even need a central legislature anymore. The big decisions can be decided by the people. Taxes and children are going to be the cost of whatever choices are made. And so I absolutely support that idea. And again, that government governs best, which governs least. Ever since we allowed members of Congress to become a permanent privileged ruling class, all they do is create laws, and some of them are pretty stupid. And they only create them so they can go out and say, I created this law, vote for me again. And so we have this, so many laws, nobody can keep track of them all. And they're passed for reasons of special favors to vested interests or just for bragging rights. So I'm absolutely in agreement that the age where direct participatory democracy by the population of a nation is entirely possible. And it can be made to work if we have a standardized national election system that is open, auditable, transparent, and we couple that with laws that say if you are caught cheating to win elected office, you are gone. So anything else for you, Mark or Mike?
Well, the only thing I could add to that was that I think we ought to try to do something maybe with when people are running for office or campaigning, that we ought to try to do something about the disinformation, you know, just the blatant lying about the other candidate, you know, try to get rid of some of that. But, no, you helped me a lot, straighten me out. I've been wondering, and I'm so glad to hear that go out over the air, you know, that I keep talking to people about direct democracy. They don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm like, well, you know, several other states already do it on a state level, you know, and we need to try to do it on a national level. And but everybody has to vote. I believe everybody has to vote in the next presidential election in order to qualify for a petition after the election to get it started. Throw that in there, just to keep voting. Don't give up.
Well, you know? I agree with you up to a point in that we are never going to see the kind of changes that we're discussing while the current government continues. Because, all governments are oligarchies, and it will work to preserve the status quo. Because right now, Washington, D.C. and Wall Street love the nation exactly the way it is. Because all the goodies flow to them and all the costs flow to the people. And they're never going to give that up. Not at all. But they will lie. Look how hard they kept Ron Paul out of the race here.
Right.
Okay.
And he might have stepped back a little bit, afraid he's about ready to be assassinated. You know.
I think he made that choice. He knew that if he really succeeded in getting the nomination, he risked being shot the way Robert Kennedy was.
Yeah.
But he's a man of courage, and he says that's a risk I'm willing to take to do what I know to be right.
I didn't ever hear him say that, but that's cool.
No, I didn't say he said that. Yeah. I am presuming that is the choice that he made because he's a smart man. He's smart enough to know
that's true. And he's getting up there in age, too, but he's made his point. That's the main thing, I think. And
he's made his point, and it's a good point to make, but I would have been a lot happier if the leadership of the Republican Party hadn't hijacked the whole process for Mitt Romney. And it really does indicate the extent to which the American people have lost control of their own government here.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about these electronic voting booths. You know, I just don't like that at all. I wish we'd just go back to paper, count them individually, simplify. I think we're going to realize that's what we got to do is sort of go back to basics. You know, I joke around. I say, I got a little piece of land out in the country. I keep saying, well, I'm just going to go live like a pioneer and practice for what's coming, you know?
Well, a lot of people are doing that, of course. Now we're seeing governments start to basically forbid that kind of living. We're seeing all across.
Yeah, stopping you from having gardens and catching rainwater. I've been hearing all that, and it's just that is so crazy.
You will be dependent on the corporations. You are not allowed to be free of the corporations. The corporations are your friend. The corporations love you.
Well,
How could you not want to?
I'm for public control of all resources. Utilities and even communications nowadays. I've thought about the voting over the phone back when I was in the sixth grade, and that was 35 plus years ago.
Well, my goodness, I'm impressed. That was a very prescient observation of yours.
Yeah, well, I forget now what made me think. I don't know. I just always thought we ought to just vote by phone. Oh, I know what it was. We were talking about the Electoral College. And the reason for having that, to keep some of the larger, more populated states from ruling, the smaller, less populated states, was supposed to be the idea, in my opinion, back then. And I thought, why don't we just
really
vote over the phone,
That doesn't really work because the more populous states get, the more electoral
votes.
Yeah, I
see that now, but that's back then, sixth grade, I was reflecting back.
I think the real reason for the Electoral College, and again, this goes back to an age where there was no such thing as instantaneous communication, was to have the voting process at the last second. Some new information surfaced about a candidate that did not look really good, or a danger was perceived by the electors that they could change the outcome of an election if there was a compelling reason to do so. There have been quite a few abuses of the Electoral College, but obviously, again, that is now obsolete. It is completely not necessary.
I agree with it.
And I would also agree with you, public ownership of all utilities, public ownership of all communication infrastructure. This privatization simply hands control over our lives further and further to the corporations. We certainly should not be allowing the television networks and newspapers to be counting our elections for us. That is so incredibly stupid.
No, or allowing so much misinformation, disinformation. We don't have time for it. There's so much good and truthful information. It's hard to weed through it all. All the time.
Well, what you said about, the disinformation, obviously we're already exposing the lies. That's why alternative media is growing and corporate media is losing audience. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
All right. Thank you, man.
Don't answer. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Working two jobs ends never seen to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son,
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And speaking of Ron Paul, okay, apparently the delegation from Nevada has collected enough signatures among their delegates going to Tampa to place Ron Paul's name in nomination for President of the United States of America. And it is a tremendous symbolic victory. We understand that the powers that be will never allow him into the White House. But it is a tremendous victory because of all the obstacles that the Republicans and the corporate media put in Ron Paul's way. We have been documenting that all along this campaign, where the media would show the favored Republican candidates, and Ron Paul was always placed at the end of the stage on all these debates so that he could be cropped out and not mentioned. All of the online media polls just dropped his name off. They wouldn't allow anybody to vote for him in the online polls so they could say the most respondents voted for Mitt Romney and so forth and so on. I have never seen such flagrant and open attempts to influence the election by the corporate media and by the Republican Party. And remember, the Republican Party leadership is supposed to be representing the wishes of the Republicans. And in the long run, and we're starting to see this in places like Maine, They're triggering a civil war within their own ranks, where rank-and-file Republicans, ordinary Republican voters, are saying, you guys don't represent me any longer. We're going to leave and form our own party, the new Republican Party, or whatever they're going to call it. The Republican Party, in their rush to obey Wall Street and Israel and the Federal Reserve and keep Ron Paul away from the nomination, is destroying itself internally. We could wind up as a nation with a single political party, and we saw how wonderfully that worked in the former Soviet Union. So the Nevada delegation has a plurality to nominate Ron Paul, and that will, of course, cause no end of consternation. They will have to allow him to make a speech at the convention. They can't very well keep him out like they did in 2008. And then afterwards they turn around and said, oh, I guess you did have enough delegates to be here. We're sorry. But as I said, and as that previous caller mentioned, were Ron Paul to look like he stood a chance of actually becoming the nominee, or if there was a surprise upset at Tampa, which I'm not expecting, and Ron Paul were to be nominated, he would be shot out of the nomination the way Robert Kennedy was. There are simply too many people who are terrified of Ron Paul and Ron Paul's supporters right now. And so once again, we get to pick between the lesser of two evils. And as I have said, basically, the GOP leadership's betrayal of their own membership and the foisting of Mitt Romney onto us, when very clearly the popular support was for Ron Paul, it's going to destroy the GOP. And I'll tell you, if Ron Paul's name is not on that ballot in November, I'm not bothering to vote. I'm not going to show up at all. And according to a poll we ran on our own website, the majority of Republicans feel that way. And so the GOP leadership has to be given the credit for Obama's second term. And they're going to have to live with that. Speaking of Obama, as you're probably already aware, there was a court decision basically saying that the indefinite military detention of Americans is banned. It's unconstitutional. It was part of the NDAA Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, which says you can be thrown into prison indefinitely without trial for material support to terrorism. Unless, of course, you're a member of the Congress or the White House, and then you can send all the money and bombs you went to Al-Qaeda in Syria, and nothing will be done to you. And so federal prosecutors and now the White House are basically filing an appeal. Obama is trying to fight the ban on indefinite detention of Americans. Obama is still trying to get that to be the law of the land, that the government can grab you on a mere suspicion, on a mere rumor, on somebody in your office who wants your job calling up the FBI's line and say, I think that guy is supporting terrorism, and they will grab you and throw you in prison without a lawyer, without a judge, without a trial, and you are gone forever, and the guy in your office moves into your desk in your parking space. We know these kind of abuses happen when you have guilt by accusation. You look back at, a good example, the history of the witchcraft trials, where a lot of very young and attractive women were condemned as witches and tortured and burned on the accusation of older women who were simply jealous over their beauty. Nobody's supposed to be that pretty. It must be witchcraft. Burn her, burn her. My husband's been staring at her way too much. People can get very, very petty about this sort of things. One of the reasons I like Stephen King as an author, and I normally don't like spooky, scary stuff, but one thing I love about Stephen King as an author is he just has this incredible insight into how the human mind actually works. And he wrote this book called Needful Things. It was made into a movie. The movie does not do the book justice. And if you have a chance to read this book, its depiction of the pettiness of your average human mind, I think it's bang spot on. And it makes for very good reading. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
killing meat eaters.
The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, speaking of the rush toward dictatorship and indefinite detention and all this other Nazi-type stuff, Canada is now saying that they may start using information obtained through torture to keep the country safe. They're now stepping across that line that the U.S. stepped over back on Guantanamo. Now, what's really interesting is Mike Mueller, a spokesman for Public Safety Minister Vic Toews, told the QMI agency, "Our government does not condone torture and certainly does not engage in it. However, at all times, we will take steps to ensure Canadian life and property is protected from those who wish to harm us." In other words, he's saying, we don't torture unless we need to torture, which is the same thing we've been hearing from the United States all this time. And after only 3 weeks of torture, Canada discovered a plot by Al-Qaeda to smuggle a Death Star into Canada inside a body cavity, thereby proving that torture actually works. I have a more serious comment, though, for you Canadians listening to this show. And this is something that we saw here in the United States of America. Dictatorships do not appear overnight. You don't have somebody show up with a fancy uniform and say, "I'm the dictator, do what I say," because they're going to get a very negative reaction. Dictatorships grow slowly, and they become dictatorships by luring the population into compromising their moral values. Bit by tiny bit, they lure you forward into compromising what you know to be right to go along with whatever you're afraid of, or national security, or the rest of it, until you reach a point where you have compromised your own moral underpinning so much you don't dare look at yourself in the mirror any longer. And it's at that point you have become psychologically trapped by the dictator. That line in the United States of America was back when Abu Ghraib was made public, and the American people had to confront the fact that, yes, the U.S. government was torturing Iraqis to find weapons of mass destruction that ultimately we know did not exist. Some of the Iraqis were tortured to death to reveal the location of weapons of mass destruction that did not exist, for all you Kafka fans out there. And, of course, those Americans who allowed themselves to be lured over the line that torture is okay, they can't go back. They're trapped psychologically, and they have become the most fanatical supporters of the government and its policies, because in their mind, the government has to be right. The government can't be wrong to be doing all of these horrible things, or that means the person himself was wrong to support it. Most Americans don't have the courage it takes to back up and say, boy, I really screwed up in thinking that torture was okay. And now the Canadian government is getting ready to do the same thing to the Canadian people. It is an old, old, old pattern of how dictators come to be in such total, complete mental control of their population. You're being turned into a cult, a personality cult. And we saw that here in the United States of America with that ludicrous American flag with Barack Obama's face where the stars used to go. By the way, one of our readers got hold of one of those flags, and they're sending it to me so I can wave it around and show you what a complete joke this was. Because anytime you talk about a third world tyrannical dictatorship, what's the first thing you see when you walk around the streets? The leader's face everywhere, on everything, on every wall, on every flag. That's what Obama was trying to do. A NATO employee has been charged with spying. Federal prosecutors are saying the suspect, identified only as Manfred K, in accordance with German privacy rules, was arrested Monday on charges of obtaining state secrets with the intent to provide them to an unidentified third party. Well, I think we can pretty much assume that had that nation that this guy was spying for been an Arab nation, it would be headline news. Unidentified third party usually turns out to be Israel, because any time Israel is caught in spying, the co-opted media in that country and the co-opted government have a mutual agreement. Well, we would say who it was. It's an unidentified third party. It means it's Israel here. Alrighty. Seeing this story here about, after creating dollar exclusion zones in Asia and South America, China is set to corner Africa next. And the spin on this story is to try and claim that China is seizing all of the real assets of the world. No, they aren't. China is earning them, because China is manufacturing products to sell for real money, real value, real assets. The United States stopped manufacturing products long, long time ago. We're a net importer of everything. And Wall Street does not manufacture products, they manufacture debt. And the reason China is on the ascendancy is very simple. It's not because China is evil or bad or anything like that. It's because China avoided the trap of private central banking and currency issued as interest-bearing loans to a private bank. It is that simple and straightforward. Every nation enslaved to a private central bank that issues all the public currency as a loan at interest is doomed, doomed, doomed. They're all coming down at the same time because of this global linking back and forth, which is why I argued against globalism in the first place. China is just out there doing it the good. They're making their money the old-fashioned way. They're earning it. They manufacture things for export. They make products that people want to buy. That has always been the best way to wealth and prosperity for an entire nation. But when a corrupt government sells a nation into the slavery of a private central bank, and even CNBC has admitted on air, we're all working for the private central bankers now. That system is doomed to fail. It cannot sustain. It generates huge wealth for the creators of the private central bank and unpayable debt for everybody else. And that's where we are right now. Now, as far as I'm concerned, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the transference of money creation from the U.S. government, where it was vested by the Constitution, to private central banks should have required a constitutional amendment. The Federal Reserve Act is unconstitutional. Could be, even at this late date, 99 years on, be struck down as unconstitutional. And that means the Federal Reserve would be illegal and all of the debt created by the Federal Reserve would vanish. If you want to avoid a violent revolution in this country, that is the perfect way to. And it's legal. Unfortunately, our government is too far bought by the money junkies to ever really do anything about it. 20,000 AT&T workers have begun a strike on both the east and west coast of the United States of America. Apparently, there's a separate contract with some parts of the country, so the service is still going to be there. But if you're having problems with your AT&T phone, don't expect an answer when you call the service center for at least the foreseeable future here. Now, we mentioned this earlier in the show, back up in Canada. It started with just a few isolated incidents where local authorities were going to Canadians who on their own property, on their own home, were growing vegetable gardens to supplement their supply of food. And we're seeing more and more of these communities, authorities going in and telling people, you can't do that. It's a violation of the zoning law. It's a violation of our beautification program. It's a violation of whatever else. Well, it's beginning to spread because CBC News is reporting that Drummondville in Quebec is planning to ban all front yard gardens for food in the municipality beginning this fall. In other words, Canada is making food self-sufficiency illegal. You will not grow your own food on your own property. We will not allow it. You will buy your daily dose of chemical-laden, genetically modified crud from your local convenient corporate supermarket, and you will like it! It's enforced dependency. You will go to the supermarket for your food. You will go to the power utility for your electricity. You will go to the water utility for your water. You will be dependent on the corporations because dependency means control. That's why when the United States of America broke free of Britain, they didn't call it Freedom Day. They didn't call it Liberty Day. They called it Independence Day because the primary cause of the anger that led to the first American Revolution was the Currency Act by King George III, which forced all Americans to be dependent on banknotes borrowed from the Bank of England at interest, the exact same kind of enslavement banking we are under right now, and worse, trying to force on the rest of the world at the point of a bayonet. That's why it's called Independence Day, the day when we were no longer forced to be dependent on private bankers or the government or anybody, that when we had the option of going out and taking care of ourselves. And now it's going on up in Canada. You're not allowed to grow food on your own property. You will be dependent on the food delivery infrastructure. Now, last night, just pushing buttons on my remote, just seeing what was out there, I tuned into the Discovery Channel in the middle of a show. And it appeared to be this documentary where they had found fossil remains of a very strange creature, which appeared to be a hominid that had gone back to the ocean and learned to survive in the sea, much as a species of wolf long ago went back to the ocean and eventually became all the dolphins and whales. And eventually they started basically leading onto this thing that this was scientific proof for the existence of mermaids. It's a two-hour show, very expensively produced. And if you go to the website for the show, they say, little editor's note, this is science fiction. And I was very alarmed by this, and I posted some commentary last night on my website, and from the reader's email coming in, I'm not the only one worried about this. This show was originally produced for Animal Planet, was re-airing on Discovery. These are channels that purport to be educational channels, telling you about the world as it really is. And there is this hoax documentary trying to, you know, scientifically prove that mermaids are real. It's part of their Monster Week promotion or whatever. And I'm very troubled by this because this program is a fiction. It's a pseudo-documentary. It's like the Blair Witch Project about finding proof that a hominid returned to the sea and became mermaids. Now, for people who just tuned into it going around the dial like I did, who have not gone to the website and read the disclaimer that this is a work of fiction, they might start thinking, wow, they've really discovered mermaids. And then when they find out it is a hoax and it's a phony show, they're going to start doubting everything they see on educational television, especially in an age where we've got ancient aliens and chasing ghosts and you know, Bigfoot and the Loch Ness love child, you know, on things like National Geographic and History Channel. This has to damage the credibility of Discovery and its related channels, and it's going to give young people the wrong idea about what science and history is supposed to be. It's supposed to be scholarship and research and provability, not just tabloid sensationalism. And I don't understand why this program, and it is a good, fun program to watch, but it should be on the Sci-Fi Channel so that people understand this is just make-believe. And it's a very good piece of make-believe. And it's actually fun to watch, but to put it on a channel that purports to be teaching us about the world as it is, that sends a very, very alarming warning about the state of corporate media. And I already know corporate media is in the Al-Qaeda, and they put out a lot of stuff just for a desperate beg for ratings. But really, I think for Ant Planet to have contracted for this show or aired it and then for it to be on Discovery Channel, it really does say... What else on these so-called educational corporate media channels is questionable? And again, it only reinforces what we've already seen from Ancient Aliens and, you know, all the rest of this. There's a lot of sensationalism out there being presented as real science. And I think that's a very dangerous thing to be doing to our younger generation, who we would hope are going to grow up to be educated, critical analysts who, like those wonderful kids over there in the control room for Curiosity, are able to accomplish technological wonders. But if they grow up being convinced that mermaids are real because Discovery Channel said so, our educational system has enough problems as it is without throwing confusing messages like that out. All righty, let's see. New artificial sweetener coming out, Splenda, is going to unleash Nectress, new brand name for an artificial sweetener, and it's being billed as a natural sweetener. The problem is they're allowed to claim it's a natural sweetener only under U.S. guidelines from the FDA. And apparently at least three of the ingredients in Nectress appear to be derived from genetically modified sources. Two of the ingredients are refined sugars. It's another classic case of selling something that is cheaply made, and they can claim it's natural and it's zero calorie, and it isn't really. But under the current U.S. laws, they can make these claims. So you have to be very, very much aware of what's going on. The corporate food and chemical and drug companies have hijacked the phrases natural and organic because they know people are looking for that on supermarket shelves. And so they lobby the government to say, if we do this, can we call it natural? And the government says, yeah, okay. And so a lot of things marked natural at the corporate supermarkets aren't really. We still live in a country where genetically modified content cannot be admitted to on the labels, nor can you put on a label on your product saying that your product is completely free of genetically modified content. That alone tells you you're a slave, because if we are a free people, are we not free to choose what we will eat? Are we not free to know what it is we are putting in our bodies, courtesy of the pharmaceutical companies and the food companies? Apparently not. Apparently not in this country. More and more articles are coming out saying that the leading cause of unnatural death in the United States of America are not Batman shooters or drunk drivers, but doctors and bad prescription medications. And for all the talk about, oh, your diet is bad, you need more exercise, you need all the rest of it, the real risk to your life, you know, are these pharmaceuticals. They've come up with a new name for statin toxicity, polymyalgia rheumatica. So they can say you have polymyalgia rheumatica and not actually tell you that you got it because you were taking prescription statins. They're hiding the causes. How many of these other fancy Greek names are concealing the fact that what you are suffering was caused by something you were prescribed by your doctors? Statins have come under such criticism, and they were being handed out like candies. My youngest brother, we lost him almost a year ago, was on statins. Maybe that's what killed him. We're going to be back after these commercials. Stay tuned.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the roll. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Everybody is trying to use the shooters for political purposes here. Now, Laura Page, the stepmother of the Sikh temple shooter Wade Page, is saying that he was not racist until after he went into the army. And there is some merit to this observation, because we've documented many, many times before where Islamophobia is institutionalized training within the military. People in the military are just being encouraged, indoctrinated, brainwashed into assuming that all Arab Muslims are the enemy. And there's reason to suspect that Wade Page attacked the Sikh temple thinking they were Muslims. Dark skin turbans, yeah, go for it, rock and roll. On the other end of the credibility spectrum is Pat Robertson of the 700 Club, who's out there saying that the reason for the Wisconsin temple shooting isn't neo-Nazism or white separatism or black separatism or skinheads or any of that other stuff. It's the fault of the atheists. Sure, Pat. Sure. All righty. Let's see. Moving right along. KV Pharmaceuticals has filed for bankruptcy. The scandal-plagued drug makers failed Gamble to charge extraordinarily high prices for its prenatal drug, McKenna, dealt a crippling blow. The bankruptcy follows a long string of recent troubles for KV involving oversized morphine tablets, a criminal prosecution, and the banishment of KV's former chairman, Mark Hermelin, from doing business with any federal health programs. Well, good riddance at this point. Good riddance. Once again, we are seeing warnings about X-ray scans at airports for pregnant women. And the official Transportation Safety Administration comment is that the new machines only expose passengers to low doses of ionizing radiation every time they travel, every time they go through a security gate. And remember, exposure to ionizing radiation is cumulative across your lifespan. If you are a regular business traveler, say hello to cancer, gonna be your friend. Because total body burden does not go away. Once you've been exposed to ionizing radiation, the damage is done. And the more radiation you're exposed to, the worse the damage will get. This implication that it's a low survivable level and after you're through, you're just fine. And when you go through again, you're just fine. And you go through again, you're just fine, is nonsense. It is not medically accurate. It is not scientifically accurate. It is propaganda so that Michael Chertoff and all of his investors in the United States Congress can go on making tons of money off of the crotch gropers, who, by the way, are unionizing. Speaking of union protection, the TSA is forming their own union. Crotch Gropers Local 555 or something like that. I don't know what it is. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with Mary Toko after these words from our sponsors.
Are you again?